For a series of hearings that have taken place in our own backyard, the Coast Guard Marine Board of Investigation looking into not just the sinking, but also the potential of seeing some industry changes as a result of the lessons learned. And that was one of the key takeaways from just yesterday's testimony. As we continue it this morning, WOKV Stephanie Brown headed to the Prime Osborne Convention Center. Are there immediate changes that the industry can begin making?
You know, we've learned about some incremental steps that have already been taking place, but really when it comes to the big changes, you can expect that that's going to be something that we wait to see what exactly investigators recommend at the conclusion of all of these hearings that have been taking place. From the outset, the stated goals of the Coast Guard Marine Board of Investigation and the NTSB has been to figure out how to prevent something like this from happening again. And from my experience sitting through all of these hearing sessions, questions frequently circle back to the inspection program that was over El Faro and is still being used for other commercial vessels. Time and again, investigators have questioned whether there are enough resources for this program, if the Coast Guard has enough oversight of it. And just from testimony we heard yesterday, which is bleeding into this morning, we've learned that while there has been some improvement, for example, in communication between all of the parties involved in this program, there's still a long way to go to make sure that it's being implemented effectively.
And as that testimony bleeds into the morning, follow along on Twitter when you're away from your radio. Stephanie has been covering every single moment of these weeks and weeks of hearings playing out over the course of the last year or so, and with deep coverage at WOKV.com. Also, daily updates after each session is done. Watch for that on Facebook Live.